AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More than a half dozen people who work at the Sharm el-Sheikh Airport in Egypt, some for more than 10 years, say they have been, there have been security lapses there for years. The seven workers tell the AP a key baggage scanning machine is often not functioning and searches are lax at a gate where fuel and food are delivered to aircraft. U.S. and British officials both say a bomb is a likely cause of the crash of a Russian jetliner shortly after takeoff from that airport. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, tells Fox News Sunday.
That's based upon the intelligence reports out there. It's based upon the black box recording. It's based on the satellite imagery. And it's based upon the fact that ISIS has declared war against Russia.
A retired senior official from Egypt's tourism ministry, Magde Salim, says airport security procedures in Egypt are almost all bad, marred by what he calls insufficiencies. Afghan officials say insurgents loyal to rival Taliban leaders have been fighting in the southeastern province of the country. One official says about 50 men on both sides have been killed in 2 days of battle. One faction has broken from the main Taliban group to ally itself with the Islamic State group. Back in June, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump sparked outrage when he described some Mexicans in the United States illegally as criminals and rapists. Last night, protesters against his hosting Saturday Night Live were outside NBC in New York.
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go! Hey, hey!
In one sketch on NBC's Saturday Night Live, an actor playing Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto delivers money to Trump to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
Ah, Donald!
Enrique!
I brought you the check for the wall.
God, it's so wonderful.
Trump is the second presidential candidate on Saturday Night Live this season. Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton appeared on the show's premiere. This is AP Radio News. Queen Elizabeth leads the annual remembrance service in London, honoring Great Britain's war dead. Charles de Ledesma has more.
The monarch was joined by other royals, senior politicians, and hundreds of veterans and well-wishers at the ceremony, held every November at the Cenotaph War Memorial in London. The Queen laid the first wreath of red poppies at the foot of the monument, followed by King Willem-Alexander of the Netherlands, who was invited this year to mark the 70th anniversary of the liberation of his country following the end of World War II. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Jason Pierre-Paul will make his season debut for the New York Giants against Tampa Bay today, 4 months after he lost an index finger in a fireworks accident. The two-time Pro Bowl defensive end was cleared to return to the field last week after rehabbing and working out near his Florida home. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.